Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SRN Contractors Limited Q2 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Saloni Ajmera from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to SRN Contractors' maiden earnings call to discuss the quarter two and first half of FY26 operational and financial performance hosted by Go India Advisors. We have on call today Dr. Sanjay Mehta, Promoter and Non-Executive Director, Ms. Ashwini Mahajan, CFO, and Mr. Arun Mathur, Company Secretary from SRN Contractors' team. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk the company faces. We now request Dr. Sanjay Mehta to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much, Saloni, and good morning to everyone joining us today for SRN Contractors' inaugural earnings call for quarter two of financial year 26. We appreciate your interest and support, and I trust you have had a chance to review our investors' presentation and financial results, which are available on stock exchanges. This is a significant milestone for SRN Contractors as we convene for our inaugural earnings call. As we embark on this new chapter, I would like to take a moment to reflect on the journey of SRN Contractors Limited and share key strategic updates from the quarter. Established as a leading engineering and construction company, SRN Contractors specializes in the development of roads, bridges, tunnels, slope stabilization, and various other civil infrastructure projects across India. We have established a strong foothold in some of the most challenging terrains, particularly in the union territories of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, and northeastern states. Having successfully executed projects in extreme temperatures ranging from 45 degrees centigrade to minus 30 degrees centigrade, our ability to consistently deliver high-quality outcomes in such harsh climates underscores our commitment to reliability and excellence. Operating as an EPC contractor, item rate contractor, as well as subcontractor, SRN Contractors leverages its proven technical expertise and pan-India presence to position itself as a trusted partner for complex infrastructure projects in diverse and demanding environments. At SRN Contractors, our core business centers on the execution of road infrastructure projects with specialized expertise in constructing highways, bridges, and roadway realignments. We have delivered 50-plus infrastructure projects till date and have complete in-house capabilities from design to delivery. We are particularly skilled in delivering solutions for high-altitude and landslide-prone regions where challenging terrains require advanced technical capabilities and innovative approaches, which is high-margin and high-entry barrier business. Our team excels at widening, upgrading, and restoring critical road infrastructure that powers connectivity and safety in some of India's most demanding environments. SRN Contractors also excel in EPC execution of tunnel projects, encompassing new tunnel construction, widening of tunnels, stabilization, and as well as avalanche protection. We have successfully completed critical tunnel projects in challenging regions such as Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, demonstrating our capability to deliver complex infrastructure solutions in demanding terrain. SRN Contractors is a recognized leader in geotechnical solutions, specializing in the design and construction of advanced slope-retaining systems, including reinforced tile walls, RE walls, and rock wall protection. Among our notable achievements is delivery of India's tallest reinforced tile wall for Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link project in Jammu and Kashmir. To further strengthen our capabilities in this niche, we acquired a 51% stake in McAfee Infrastructure Private Limited, a subsidiary of Officine McAfee S.p.A. Italy, enhancing our expertise in geotechnical and environmental engineering solutions. We also undertake miscellaneous civil construction works like drainage systems, irrigation projects, flood control infrastructure, and residential development projects executed for government and clients across India. Aligned with the visionary vision of our Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji's Viksit Bharat 2047, infrastructure development is set to be a pivotal driver in India's transformation into a developed nation. We at SRM Contractors are proud to contribute to this vision through advanced and innovative solutions. Our strategic partnership with Metaperi Spa Italy, a global leader in geotechnical infrastructure engineering, enables us to deliver enhanced technical benefits for highway projects. This collaboration brings us three key advantages. Firstly, improved road stabilization and reinforcement through cutting-edge geosynthetic technologies that enhance load-bearing capacity and durability. Second, access and ability to bid for global infrastructure projects. And thirdly, sustainable, cost-efficient construction solutions that optimize resource use and ensure long-term infrastructure resilience. Together, SRM and Metaperi are well positioned to shape the future of India's road, supporting multi-sectoral development through our niche capabilities. For decades, North and Northeast India was viewed as a distant frontier, rich in culture but lacking the infrastructure needed to unlock its full potential. Today, that narrative is changing decisively. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highway has constructed over 16,200 kilometers of national highways in Northeast region, while under the Pradhan Mantri Gramin Sadak Yojana, 17,637 road works covering 89,436 kilometers and 2,398 bridges have been sanctioned. With over 16,400 roads completed, spanning 8,933 kilometers and 2,108 bridges already completed, significantly improving last mile connectivity in these remote areas. The government's sustained investment in roads, railways and rural transport projects are reshaping the region, enhancing mobility and opening new opportunities for local communities. As one of the oldest and most experienced players in North and Northeast region, SRM has built specialized expertise in executing complex projects in challenging hilly terrain with niche capabilities in soil stabilization techniques that have been honed over decades. Today, approximately 46 to 50% of our order book comprises projects in strategically important states of Jammu and Kashmir, Leh, Arunachal Pradesh, Himachal and Uttarakhand, positioning us uniquely to benefit from the Prime Minister's Look East vision and government's continued focus on infrastructure development in these water and mountainous regions where technical expertise and local knowledge create sustainable competitive advantages. With this positive outlook, we foresee significant opportunities to secure new projects in the coming years. The company currently has a robust bid pipeline worth Rs. 3,600 crores, which includes HAM projects as part of our strategic diversification. Additionally, we plan to bid for international projects where our partnership with Metaperi positions us with a distinct competitive advantage. Now, let us begin with a glimpse of our operational and financial updates. As of September 2025, the company's order book stood at 1,552 crore, comprising rupees 999 crore worth of orders from road and bridges, and 142 crore from tunnels, and 411 crore worth of projects from slopes. As of September 2025, company's order book backlog totaled approximately rupees 1,552. In first half of financial year 26, we achieved an order inflow of rupees 174 crore. Our financial year 26 order book pipeline stands at 3,668 crore. We have secured a significant order for slow stabilization covering 46 kilometers from Balipara to Wang Road in Arunachal Pradesh, valued at Rs. 24.83 crore. This project is expected to be completed by February 2027. Additionally, we have won an order worth Rs. 38.98 crore for landslide treatment at 8 locations on National Highway 7 in Uttarakhand, under the EPC mode, which would be completed within 12 months from the date of appointed date. Furthermore, we have received a major order of 1000 megawatt pumped storage project at Bhivri Road, Maharashtra, valued at Rs. 110 crore, with the completion expected by February 2027. We further plan to incur a capex of Rs. 70 crore in financial year 20, out of which 48 crore of capex is already done in first half of financial year 26. Revenue for quarter 2 of financial year 26 reached at 192 crore with an EBITDA of 29 crore and EBITDA margin of 15.49%. PAT for quarter 2 of financial year 26 stood at 19 crore with a PAT margin of 10.15 compared to 8 crore and margin of 9.34 in quarter 2 of financial year 25. Revenue for first half of financial year 26 reached 335 crore with an EBITDA of 51 crore and EBITDA margin of 15.48%. PAT for first half of 26 stood at 33 crore with a PAT margin of 9.71% compared to 13 crore and margin of 9.34 in first half of financial year 25. Our historical dominance in road construction, slow stabilization and tunnels continue to drive our core growth. However, we recognize the growing competition and margin pressure in this industry. To navigate these challenges, we are proactively reshaping our portfolio to create long-term value. This includes diversifying our business internationally and expand into hybrid annuity model HAM sector. As part of this diversification strategy, we have appointed this year Mr. Puneet Pal Singh as Managing Director. He will be focusing on accelerating our business expansion within India. I have transitioned to the role of non-executive director where I will lead our international growth initiatives. This includes developing our Abu Dhabi branch office and expanding into the GCC and African markets. In this capacity, I will provide strategic oversight and leverage our global networks to ensure successful expansion into these high potential regions. Looking ahead to financial year 26, we are confident of achieving revenues in the range of 900 to 1000 crore with the EBITDA margin firmly in higher double digit zone. These targets reflect our robust operational model and the value we have created through strategic diversification. In a sense, we are well positioned for accelerated growth and superior returns. With this outlook, I now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Darshil Pandya from Finfresh Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon and congratulations on a very great set. And sir, my first question is with regards to our execution side. Sir, just wanted to understand, how are we able to execute the number that we have shown in the results and versus the peers that we are seeing? How are we able to make this kind of growth? I understand the base is not so big, but I just want to hear your view on this.
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. This year, acquisition of MIPL, McAfee Infrastructure Private Limited, has given us a leverage to assess pan-India opportunities for the growth. So, as you see, we have, last year we were confined to Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, but this year we have diversified into various states like Uttarakhand, Himachal, Arunachal Pradesh, Nagaland, and Gujarat and Maharashtra also in the road sector. So, since MIPL was having offices in all these states, so we were able to leverage and, carry these projects among us. We have now a lot of opportunities and we are able to carry the cover projects which have a better margins.
Understood. Sir, what was MegaFed's H1 revenue? I know Q1, I guess it was around 150 odd crores, if I remember it right.
Yeah, McAfee's revenue last year, that Q1, but last year it was at 155. Around 155, right? It was at 155. So this year, from this quarter onwards, we will consolidate the results of McAfee along with SLM.
Okay. But sir, what was the number H1? Do you have a number?
For what? McAfee?
Yes, sir.
For McAfee, this year we will be achieving a number of 350 crore. Roughly 350 to 450
range. And the final question would be on the margin side. Sir, I understand we have given around 18-20% margin guidance. So, not sticking with the number, but just to understand, since H2 is, we are there to, you know, have H2. So, how will we, you know, increase the, I guess our margins are in 15% range right now. So, how are we going to increase this? Will it be through the order backlog that we have on a higher margin side, or how will this happen?
Yeah, the order backlog which we have, this will continue with the same margin. And the new orders which we are getting also are slightly better than this the earlier order book. So, I think we should be able to maintain a better margin over a period of time.
But this 20% that we have written in the presentation, so will we be there around 18-20% range this year?
Yeah, it will be 18-20% and the PAT will be down to 10-12%.
So that will subsequently have an effect on one's EBITDA margin, so I guess, right?
Yeah.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you, sir.
Our next question comes from the line of Aman Baheti from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So when you say, sir, we are going to do 350 crores from MIPL, but our current order book stands at 211 crores. So what is our plan of getting the orders and executing them in the next few months?
Yeah, we are talking about the pipeline also. So in SLM, we have a pipeline of more than 3,000 crore. And similarly, in MIPL, we have a pipeline of 700 crore. So that... we are expecting at least 50% of them being converted into confirmed orders. So 350 is easily achievable for MIPL. It's not a challenge for us.
Okay. And sir, for SRM, we have reduced our guidance in the presentation of about 900 odd crores for this year. So what is our outlook there?
Yeah, it will be, so this consolidated figure will be something around 1100 to 1200, not less than that.
Okay. And sir, when you say that our order inflow would be around 1000 crores, and out of that we have achieved around 330 crores till now. So out of the 770 crores, what will be the order mix? I mean, how much will be in roads and slopes, the bifurcation?
See, in roads, if we talk about SLM first only, let us speak SLM. So, road will be now almost 60-65% and slope will be another 30%, because in tunnel we are doing only one single project as of now. So, if they come to MIPL, then 100% is loop. So, combined, combined it will be something like 52% road and 48% slope, or 53% road and 43%, you know, something like that.
Okay, sir. And when you say that our margins are going to expand, but... as we are, you know, expanding into new geographies and doing a lot of capex in, let's say, Maharashtra, Gujarat, don't you think the margins, you know, will get a bit, you know, disturbed? I mean, the operating margins?
No. Because I told you ki we have our standard policy of not bidding for the projects which have a low margins. So that's what I call cherry picking. So we are doing only those projects which have good margins, whether they are in whichever geographical area of India. And we have now gone international also. We have quoted in Uganda too for one road project. So in that case, we are always trying to get those projects only which fit into a good margin project. And we are not in, you know, that competition also, league also, where we need to get projects like what you are seeing today in infrastructure business. The people have machinery and manpower just to maintain, they are quoting very low. So fortunately, we are not in that position because we are present in Pan India and we are able to carry 50 projects. So far, this strategy is working very well. And our pipeline is also, you will see in the next quarter, that will be full and it will be all having good margins.
Okay, sir. Thank you for answering. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone to join the queue. Our next question comes from the line of Darshil Javidi from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of results, sir. Hopefully I'm audible, sir. Hello?
Yes, you are.
Hi, sir. So, sorry, I just had a small confusion regarding our outlook because in the PPT, one place I can see 900 crores and then I think growth outlook is also given as 800 crores and we are speaking about consolidated revenue of 1100 crores, right? So, just wanted to get a sense of like what is the guidance for us. Like 900 crores is standalone SRM and the rest can be done from the new acquisition that we are doing, right?
You are absolutely right, yeah. When I say 900 to 1000, it is from standalone SRM and 350 to 450 we are expecting from MITL. So we are having something 1100 to 1200 for consolidated.
So, just wanted to get it. So, when we say 350 crores from MITL, even if we have 51% stake, that's full, MITL, sorry, sir. That full 350 crores gets consolidated, right? Or is it like because we are acquiring in H2?
100%. Yeah, we have acquired this first quarter itself, but due to some technical reasons, we were not able to consolidate for these two quarters. Third and fourth quarter, this whole thing will be consolidated.
Okay. So they're going to do around 350 crores revenue, but in our books, we'll consolidate 200 crores. But going forward in the next year, the base will be around 300 crores. That's what I just wanted to understand.
No. We will be consolidating whole 350 because we are SRM subsidiary. So whole 350 will be consolidated in our books. But due to some technical issues, because since this is an Italy based company, and due to some RBI guidelines, we were not able to get the shares in DMAT account, which we have got right now. And from third quarter onwards, it will be consolidated in SRM books. But the earlier two quarters will also get consolidated because we have acquired it from the first April itself.
Okay, so it will be 1000 crores plus 350 crores. So it would be actually 1350 crores, right?
Yeah, not 1000, that's why I told you 800 to 1000 part. So I am making this statement on lower side. 1100 to 1200, it can be more than that also.
Ah, sir, okay, very fair. And the margin profile of, McFerry is, similar to ours or, it will, how will it work? So I just wanted to understand
and
that.
It's almost similar to us. And because we are doing the same type of work, so, it is similar to us.
Okay. That's really great, sir. So, we've given a very clear-cut guidance for FY26. But, sir, if we could, FY27, how is it forming up for us, sir? If that, you could help us out a bit in that, sir.
Yeah. We have a clear outline for next 4 years. Ashni, what are our projections for next 2 years?
Okay.
So, in general, we've had, tremendous growth of like in FY25 and FY26 is seeming to be even better in terms of growth. So, we'll be able to, do this because we have bid it for a three.
Same thing will continue till 29 because we have made plans till 29. After that, we have done again, we will be.
So, Ashni's landline has been reconnected.
Yeah. 2027 will be, we have given, I think, a 20, stands at 2000 to 2200. I may be a little bit here or there, but I think it's 2000 to 2200 for 26, 27. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. That's also a very great target, sir. And margins will be maintained, right?
Yeah, margins will be the same.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. That's really grateful, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side, sir. All the best. And sir, just wanted to, you know, to reach this, will we need to do some capex or, you know, additional working capital interest? Or how would that, you know, work, sir? Like, will we need to invest?
We are doing that. We have already, maybe we are going for QIP very soon for that. So, qualified institutional meeting, yeah, we will do that.
So, any, like, number of how much capex, like, projected we need to do or how much funds we want to raise, sir?
It will be around 110 CR, I think.
The funds that we want to raise?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, okay. That's great. So, thank you so much, sir. I'll join back in the queue, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Chirag Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir.
Afternoon,
sir. Am I on? Yeah. So, just wanted to understand more on the McCaffrey front. As in, we are talking of, McCaffrey already has international, good international presence. So, how do you see McCaffrey faring in those areas and how can SRM leverage from that particular position?
Yeah. McCaffrey, official of McCaffrey is an international organization having headquarters in Italy. They are present in more than 100 countries world over. In India, they have two companies. One is called, they had two companies. One is called MIPL and another is MESPL. MIPL is McCaffrey India Private Limited, which SRM acquired from 1st of this year. And another company is MESPL, which is McCaffrey Environmental Solution Provider Private Limited. So, McCaffrey basically is into development of products which are helpful in rock fall protection, avalanche protection, creating, you know, RS wall, RE wall and all geosynthetics. They do lot of R&D and early entry advantage. They work with different governments in different countries to get their products incorporated. So in India, MIP was their execution arm. We acquired that execution arm. And McCaffrey is basically a producer of material. We are executors for the same. We are applying the same material. And this model has been very successful in India. So we had a talk with the head office in Italy. And they are interested to give us responsibility of expanding in other regions where McCaffrey is not working as a contractor but as a material provider only. So, we are collaborating with certain agencies in Saudi, we are collaborating in Sri Lanka, we are collaborating in Bangladesh and finalizing few projects with the help of McCaffrey International and SRM will be executing those projects.
Okay, very much. And sir, if you are projecting a revenue of let's say 2000 crores for FY27, then how much would come from these international markets, both SRM and McCaffrey put together?
This 2000, I have not taken any international exposure so far.
Okay.
Because we have already quoted, but we have not L1 so far. That's why I have not taken any international. We will, whenever we get, maybe the next quarter, we will improve AMD figures.
Okay. So I assume that this 700, incremental 700 crores that you are supposed to win in this year as your order inflow target, everything will be from the Indian markets, right?
This is from Indian market only. We are just targeting Indian market.
Okay. And is there any debt on?
We are just formed the subsidiary. We are in the process of forming the subsidiary. So this year is gone almost.
Okay. And see, in your opening remarks, you also mentioned about you bidding for a project in Uganda. So how are the dynamics out there? As in, you go solo out there or you form a JV, have some local partners and bid for the project, and how things work out there in terms of working capital margins, if you can throw some light on that.
See, as SRM there are two perspectives. One SRM on its own and one is MIPL with the help of official McAfee, right?
Okay.
In Uganda, SRM has gone its own. And I have got it there and we form a branch over there of SRM. So all the credentials will be taken care of from India only. And and we have enough resources in our Indian setup to take care of that particular project. And since that project was high margin project, we did it. And we don't really,
number two,
we are supposed to, I know some local there, but we have not taken anybody partner.
Okay. So that's all from my side and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Vishnu Agarwal from PD Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question today. I hope I'm audible.
Yeah, clear.
First of all, congratulations to the entire team for a wonderful result. And, you have given some projection for the, FY26 and 27. That is great. And actually, if I look at the previous calls, I think we wanted to grow almost 100% actually on year on year. And if you see FY27, we are looking at 2,000 crore and possibly FY28, 3,000 crores or maybe more. I just wanted to understand one thing from you. I mean, and congratulations on you taking a new role on, exploring the international market for us. That's a great news for us. When do we start to see some traction from the international market? That is one question. And will margin percentage will be better for my international customers compared to Indian?
It has to be better. Otherwise, we are good in India. Why should I go international then?
And when do we start to see some traction from there, sir?
Sir, already quoted for two. We have already bid it for one project. We are in a 9-in-2 project. And we are negotiating for 4 projects. So let's see whenever, God willing, whenever we get people success. It can be any day. It can be 1 month. It can be 2 weeks. I don't know. Or it can be 6 months.
Okay. All right. Understood, sir. One more thing I wanted to check with you, sir. Out of the 3,000 plus actually order book right now, how much will be completed by FY27, sir? On the existing book right now?
Sorry, can you repeat, please?
Yeah, I'm saying actually on the existing book of 3,000 odd crore rupees, what percentage of it will be executed by FY27?
Sir, existing book is 1,500 and something. Like right now, it will be 1,600 something. On September, it was 1,552. And 3,000 is our pipeline, which we have quoted.
Oh, okay. 3,000 is a pipeline.
Quoted.
Yeah, okay.
In this 3,000, so by end of December or mid-January, we are hopeful of getting at least 1,000 more. So by January, we hope that we should be at 2,600. Well, at least 700 to 1,000. We are very hopeful that this much.
Yeah.
It can be more. So by 15 January, we expect us to be 3,000. Yeah.
Great, sir. Great. Once again, thank you so much for taking the questions and congratulations to the entire team.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Excellent.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Anukul from Invit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I had a question regarding the HAM project. Why have we forayed into the HAM project, basically?
Okay. Yeah, because if you have seen the recent developments, the criteria, qualification criteria, Government of India has changed for HAM projects. So we're making it more restrictive now. So since we have not taken any HAM projects, now it is our time to go for HAM projects, and they have a better margin than EPC projects as of today. And there are two types of earning in HAM. One is the interest, of course, which you earn from government, and second is the EPC. So I will be fitting in the both the issues. I will be doing EPC myself, and as a HAM, I will get to the second income.
Okay, and sir, do we require more APEX in the HAM projects if we compare it from our traditional projects?
Yeah, definitely. We have to put something around 15 to 20% of the total cost of the project as a promoter in the HAM project. So if we are bidding for 500 crore projects, provided almost 73 CR for that particular one project only. But that 70 CR I recover from my EPC part, but that takes some time. Initially, I did for initial for the start of the project, I did that amount.
Understood, sir. Understood. And sir, lastly, on the working capital side, what are our guidance? Any guidance on the working capital days that we will be maintaining at?
Sir, we have a 60-day cycle almost. So whatever work we do, 30 days we do work, then we make our business and everything. So we are investing in only those projects which have ready cash available agencies. So we only work for state central government agencies, not with these. So many of the state governments, because the funds are uncertain at state governments. So we have a 60-day cycle and that is not the issue.
Understood, sir. Yeah, that's it from my end. Thank you for answering the questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Rutu Chavan from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah, sir, congratulations for the great set of numbers. I just had a couple of questions with regarding to the guidance that you gave for FY27, which is of around 2,000 crores. So, is this 2,000 crores solely for SRM or is it the consolidated after including MIPL's top line too?
No, it's consolidated.
It's consolidated. So, if you can just give me a breakup of 2,000 crores of how much of it would be from SRM and how much of it would be from MIPL.
Yes, Ashni is here line again. This projection we have made 27, 28 or 29.
Yes, sir.
So give me a, I will connect my CFO because I know the figures but I am not very sure. So.
Oh, no problem, sir. I'll maybe connect you offline after this. Also, with regarding to the, just a clarification, we are confident that we will receive 700 to 1000 crores worth of order book in the remaining 6 months, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And, in terms of presence, are there any particular states that we are, particularly focusing on or is it just, wherever the margins we seem are good? We just picking those projects and are we still following the cluster strategy that we originally were?
We are looking more, right now we are focusing on Maharashtra also because so many projects are coming up there. So already we have got a project in the Palghar area, which is 300 CR crore, which was in October, that's why it was not in presentation. And we have again quoted for another 500 crore project in this area. So let's see, Maharashtra is in our focus, Northeast is in our focus. So mainly in the Maharashtra and Northeast we are focusing as of today.
Oh. And so one last question, what would be, sir, our Q3 revenue, it will be a combination of both SRM and MIPL, right?
It will be Q4, agar we take the talk of consolidated, it should be around 350.
Will we see that in our books in Q3 or will it be at the end of the year Q4?
No, we will see in Q3 also.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sonia Keswani from Korean Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, Sonia, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. So, I had a couple of questions. If I see the other expenses, they have increased by a very significant percentage. Can you help me understand what are the major components within the other expenses that have increased?
For that, I need Ashwin. Arun, Ashwin, connect me with Yavid. So, can I take your question after the next season? Maybe after a minute after Ashwin joins.
Sir, it's okay. I'll connect with Arun offline. I'll connect with him directly. It's okay. But there is just one question. I think that's not related to the financials. I'm not sure if this has been discussed before, but what was the reason behind the change of the auditor?
What was the reason behind the change of auditor? Okay. Because we moved to Indian standard. And our earlier editor was not doing that. And it's a better group.
Okay.
Nothing more. Okay. He's still our auditor on the joint ventures, the earlier one.
Okay. And given you said that you will be focusing more on states like Maharashtra and a couple of northeastern states, can you help me understand the kind of projects that are being tendered by the government and what is the outlook? If you can just share some numbers.
If we see the infrastructure, the maximum projects are today in Maharashtra. If we talk about road infrastructure, rail infrastructure, maximum projects are in Maharashtra. So NHAI, MSRDC, MSIDC, these three are equally working good in Maharashtra. So I don't have any figures, but I think Maharashtra is India's number one state in the infrastructure, and they are building a world-class infrastructure which is much better than other states. So we are there in that race, and Northeast, because we are bidding for slope work there a lot, and we do get opportunities. We are working with BRO a lot in Northeast, so their road projects we are targeting this year. And this comes as a, you know, because since we are working in one field, I have a staff there, I don't need an extra office, extra staff or the road work.
Our next participant comes from the line of Gentle Augustine, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Mr. Mehta, good afternoon. I have a few queries on the foreign business, which I think you clarified in the previous questions. Just one thing, 300 crore net worth and 100 odd crores QIP you mentioned, would that be sufficient to be competitive internationally?
See, for international market, I have not allocated any budget as of today. Because once a project comes, then only I can see how much budget I need. This is whatever I'm doing, this is for my Indian market and the projects which we are buying. So for international market, we have just started. It will take time. It will take at least 6 more months for my first project to go on. Just move a week. So
but
we have to see what we have to do at that time.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
100 crore that I am talking about as a QIP, this is only for my domestic projects.
Okay, okay. So the international business, you are able to make the plans as and how the visibility is improving with those.
Yes. Then we will do, we will flow with the time that time.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Aman Bahiti from InCred Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking me again. So, sir, my question was on our working capital. So you said that we might go for an a QIP raise. So in terms of our existing working capital and in our off balance sheet items, how much of bank guarantees do we have currently that are unutilized?
Arun, how many bank guarantees? This you can answer.
The unutilized limit as on date is 76 crores out of the total sanction limit of 225 crores. Additionally, 75 crores of financing already being sanctioned by the bank from Bank of Baroda and their bank. So unutilized limit as of date is 76 crores.
Okay. This is not including 75 crore that we have received recently. So it's almost 150 crore as of today.
Yes, sir. Okay. Okay, got it. And sir, on our receivables, it has been quite smooth when we operated in, you know, some states like JNK and Leh Ladakh. But now as we are expanding in Maharashtra, Gujarat, etc. So do we see our, receivable days going up?
No. It's same because we are working with the same agencies whom we were working in JNK and Ladakh. We have not changed our agencies, we have just changed the states.
Okay, so the payment, I mean you don't see a issue there?
No, absolutely no. And secondly, you were talking about bank guarantees. Since our credit rating is A-, we are getting lot of insurance bonds. And most of the organizations are accepting insurance bonds in lieu of these. So that problem is, we are not facing any such problems.
Yes, sir. On the shorty bonds, what is our, cost there? I mean, do we have some cost, to get that bond or something?
Yeah, we have a cost, but that is almost equivalent to the commission which a BG is charging. So we don't have to give any collateral at least. So, Mark, if you see the commission of BG and the cost involved in obtaining a surety bond, it is almost same.
Okay. And, sir, any development on our bids on ropeway projects?
Not successful so far.
Do you see anything there?
We are trying for that because that is the area which we wanted to be. But again, at my own margins, at my terms. If that happens, I will definitely be in. But if it doesn't happen, I am not in a hurry.
Okay. And so the margins there are like, slope stabilization. I mean, 15 to 20% margins in ropeway.
We are targeting the same in ropeways, but maybe my competitors want lesser. I can't do that, anything about that.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Sonia Keswani from Coiron Wealth. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello. Hi. Sorry, I got disconnected earlier.
Yeah. Ashni has joined now. Arun? Why can't I hear Ashni
in the whole conversation? Ashni ma'am is there on the call, however, she is not responding.
Maybe
due to the network issue, sir. Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Let us see how best we can answer your question.
Sir, I actually missed your part when you were talking about the opportunity in Northeast. If you could please repeat that. Northeast.
Sorry,
what is the
Northeast. Okay. So, as the MIPL, we are working in slow stabilization work, which has come on among 20 crore, 40 crore, 60 crore, 70 crore. But we are saving an establishment. If I want to prepare a road project to be, done in Northeast, so I don't need another establishment because my team is already there. Maybe doing a smart project. So I am saving on my establishment cost. I am saving on my pre-tendering cost. So that gives me an edge to, evaluate projects more projects in shorter time. So that is giving me edge to bid in Northeast. And Northeast is a frontier area, it's a challenging area, but at the same rewarding at the same time. So that is like, for I've established office for slope, but I am doing the roadworks also from there. So that is saving a lot of money for establishing a new office or new, team, deputing a new team to do the pre-bid analysis and all that. That is, I am saving there. So we will be in a position to get good road projects also in market system.
Got it, sir. And I had another question on the trade receivables. I'm not sure if I'm seeing the, like when I went through the financial statements, I didn't find a number with respect to trade receivables. So if you could give some color.
I think Arun can take this question from you and you can share the email ID and his card phone number, he will get back to you.
Okay, sir. And with respect to HAM project, as we are moving towards this particular kind of a project, do we expect any impact on trade receivables?
Yeah. So,
I will get back to you. Okay, sir. So, that's about it. Thank you so much.
You want to ask something about HAM projects?
On with respect to HAM projects, I wanted to understand if there would be any stress or any impact on trade receivables going ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Arun will get back to you, no problem.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Our next question comes from the line of Naimin from Geojit PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I just have one question. On our last call, in September, you had mentioned that our current monthly revenue run rate is approximately 75 crores. What is the status for this quarter, I mean for the month of October and November, and the current order books that we are expected to close by the end of December?
Yes, this time right now order book is 1635 odd crores. As of today we are speaking. So by December we expect it to grow by something like December of 15 January we are expecting another 700 CR project. So it will make us something around 2500 by January.
Okay sir, got it. Okay, got it. That's it.
What was your second question? I'm sorry.
On the monthly revenue run rate, currently what's our monthly ARR revenue monthly run rate?
Yeah. I told you this quarter will be around 350 to 400 CR consolidated with us. MAP will be also there. So SRM on its own will be around 250 to 75 CR.
Got it, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Arun.
On behalf of the management of the SRM contractors, I would like to thank all the participants for attending the call and giving us the we thank you for sparing your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.